All right, everyone, it's the moment you've all been waiting for. We are going back to Fathom. We're doing volume 3 and 4, which is part of the Omnibus Edition 2, and then I'll be doing singles, because that's literally all I have. And I mean single volumes, not single issues. So, all right, let's go ahead and get started. Obviously, there's several covers here. Michael Turner. There's a Fathom Prelude, okay. And several covers for this Fathom Prelude, by the way. Oh, look at that. Wonderful artwork there. J.T. Kroll, story. Alec Garza, pencils. Beth Sotelo, colors. And Dreamer Design with the letters. I read somewhere that the reason us humans like the water so much is because we're born in it. I guess after spending 9 months floating around inside the womb, swimming in a pool is a little bit like a homecoming. All I know is that when I'm in the water, I feel lighter. Alright, making sure we're recording, we are. Everything's good. Faster. Stronger. Winner! Lane 4, Aspen Matthews. Great job, thanks. I guess the local girl had to show off, huh? Hey, I was trying to let you catch up, but I was almost going backwards. Okay, this is when they were younger. I can't believe it's already here. We'll be in Korea in less than 2 weeks. Believe it, Aspen, we're going to the Olympics. Good strides down the stretch, Aspen, but I saw you coasting at the end. You better not try that in Seoul. Okay, coach, she won, didn't she? Seeing as how you finished fourth, Sam, I wouldn't be saying a whole lot right now. We're a long way from competing on the world stage, girls. Remember that. Talk about an inspiring coach. I don't know about the rest of you, but I, for one, am motivated. Makes me feel like I'm playing for the Soviet Union, not Team USA. You should try being his daughter. I feel sorry for Sam. I wouldn't want Coach Watkins as my dad. Thanks for the ride. I'll see you at the airport in a few days. Goodbye, Aspen. Goodbye, Sam. Translated from Korean. But then again, I wouldn't want anyone else for my dad. Captain Matthews adopted me when I was 11. I don't really remember anything before that, before our ship arrived in the San Diego port. I called him Captain Matthews for so long that we just decided that's what I'd always call him. It may sound impersonal, but for us it speaks volumes. He's my captain. I only wish he could be around more. His job keeps him out to sea most of the time, but he never forgets about me, not my captain. Dear Froggy, congratulations again on making the team. Also, congratulations on winning today. Call it a hunch. I'm sorry I couldn't physically be there, but I was there in spirit. Plus, I assigned a new recruit to videotape it while he was on leave. I'm always with you, kid. Have a safe trip to Seoul, and I'll talk to you very soon. Love, your captain. I think that's Seoul or Seoul. I'm probably not saying it right. By the way, I was able to rearrange my schedule so that I'll be in Seoul for the medal rounds. You better be smiling now. And I'll never forget about him. Seoul, North Korea. Look out, Korea, because Sam and Aspen have arrived. So is everyone else. It says here that Suwon is known throughout the world for its colorful folk dancers. The city sure has a lot of palaces. Why don't we have any in the States? I just want to remind you girls that this is a working trip, not a vacation. You have a job to do for your country, and it's my job to see that you do your job. I had the hotel remove the mini bars from all our rooms and disconnect the cable feeds. The last thing I need is a team of zombies because they stayed up all night eating potato chips and watching MTV. Speaking of distractions, I'm going to make this really easy for you both. I've been to Korea before. I was stationed over here during my service with the army. So take it from me, there isn't anything to see here. Korea is nothing but the poor man's China. Oof! This is the only map you'll be needing for the duration. That was when I first realized that this trip wasn't going to be as awesome as I had imagined. The next week was a blur. Probably from all the chlorine in my eyes. Come on, Carter. My toilet has more thrust than that. Move your legs, Jack. Move your legs, Jackson. What, do you have anchors for feet? Use your arms, Wells. Your legs alone ain't gonna win you any medals, let me tell ya. Sam, if that's the effort you're gonna give me, I'll stick you on the first plane back tonight. Better yet, maybe I should make you swim home. Don't forget to come up for air, Matthews. No one ever won a race from the bottom of the pool. Look at these hands. They're so pruned, they look like they belong to an 80-year-old woman. Your hands never get that way, Aspen. They're always smooth as silk. Actually, I was thinking of a baby's butt. Speaking of asses, it was hard watching Sam trying so hard to win his approval, no matter what she did. For him, it was just never good enough. Pardon. Ugh, sinuses. Hey, Aspen, you still up?
Uh-huh.
Jerk. He's the reason I'm here right now. This is all his idea, not mine. If I had it my way, I'd never go into the water again. I'm sorry, Sam. What about you? Hold on, I don't know if I read this right. Sometimes it's hard to tell. Okay, I'm gonna try to read it again in a different way. All right. So, do I finally get to meet the elusive Captain Matthews while we're here? I hope so. He's coming in 9 days, 16 hours, and 11 minutes. Not that I'm counting or anything. I'd kill for 9 days away from my dad. Did I ever tell you how much I hate swimming? Funny. I'm not kidding. The first time I ever went to our pool, all I did was cry. It was so cold. My dad was holding me, and he just kept dipping me deeper and deeper, telling me how much fun I was having. Jerk. He's the reason I'm here right now. This is all his idea, not mine. If I had it my way, I'd never go into the water again. Sorry, Sam. What about you? Me? I love the water. Always have. In fact, I feel a little bummed whenever I have to get out. Aspen? Yeah. You're crazy. I know. Okay, listen up. For the rest of the day, me and the other coaches will be dealing with the Olympic press junket. Now, I'd rather be here working with you because Lord knows we need it, but the Olympic Committee insists that we oblige. They had asked for some of you, but I'll be damned if I'm going to let you waste an entire day answering stupid questions and getting your pictures taken. So while I'm locked in some conference room eating my lunch from a cheese tray, you'll be concentrating on the following workout schedule. I'm leaving Sam in charge. I'll see you girls tomorrow. Work hard and make me proud. Well, it looks like we have got quite a full day ahead of us. I guess we better get used to it. I guess we better get to it. Whoever said you couldn't see an entire city in just one day never spent the day with us. We saw it all. The history. The people. The culture. The food. By nightfall, we'd taken the tour all the way to the coastline in the Yellow Sea. Never gonna give, never gonna give, never gonna give you up. Never gonna give, never gonna give, never. Is that? Oh, they're singing, never gonna give, never gonna give, never give you up. That's what they're singing. Yep, it's Rick Astley. Oh, damn it. I've been Rickrolled in this comic. Rick Astley is so cute. I know. He's sweet. He's gonna be bigger than Michael Jackson.
Nope.
But he got infamous on the internet, that's for sure. Beautiful, isn't it? So peaceful and inviting. It reminds me of home. You know, Southern California. Yeah? My dad's gonna kill me, but this was fun. We needed this. I needed this. He's gonna be pissed, huh? Psycho pissed. The thing is, I don't care. I really don't. I'm sick of him. I'm sick of all of this. I don't even know what I'm doing here. You know, Sam, if you're just blowing off steam, that's one thing. But if it's how you really feel, then you need to tell him. Yeah, right. I'm serious. It doesn't matter what he or anyone else thinks. You're the only one that decides who you are and what you will or won't do. You have to do what feels right. Well, I don't know about you, but I think it's time for a swim. Who's with me? Are you kidding? We spend 6 hours a day in the water. The last thing any of us want to do is go swimming. Speak for yourself. The water is so fresh, so pure. Pool water is clear, but cloudy with chemicals. In the ocean, the cloudiness is life. The water is alive, and I'm part of it. Swimming in the ocean is a lot different than swimming in a pool. I can feel the current swirling around, the flow of the ocean pushing and pulling me. With the waves rising, I can't even see the land. It's just me and the ocean. It may sound strange, but sometimes I even feel as though the ocean knows when I'm here. And yet, not alone. I am alone. I can't believe you would do this to me. Nothing but a little baby. A little baby! I was wondering what you meant by psycho-pissed. You see, it's like super-pissed, but worse. Don't worry, Sam. He'll get over it. Besides, with qualifiers starting in a few days, he's got other things to occupy his mind. I quit the team. Serious? Yep. Hey, I was only trying to help last night. If anything I said, don't flatter yourself. This has been a long time coming. If anything, you were the nudge I needed to stand up to him. You sure about this? I mean, we are already here. Yeah, I'm sure. I need to do this for me. She really took a stand, not letting her father determine her identity. I always knew Sam was strong, but I never knew just how strong until that day. It was hard going on without Sam. In many ways, she was what made being on the team fun. Bang! But once I dove into the water, and everything else washed away, I just swam. I knew I'd won. But I couldn't figure out what all the yelling was about. It was only a qualifying heat. I had set a new world record beating the old one by more than 30 seconds. I never swam that fast before. It was surreal. Even Coach Watkins was happy. Aspen, you've been holding out on me. Who knew you could swim like that? It must be something in the water over here. Congratulations, Miss Matthews. Quite a display. Thank you. Unfortunately, the judge from France has issued a challenge. I'm afraid a drug test will be necessary. It's just a formality, really. This is an insult. I wouldn't have one of my girls using drugs. This is a slap in the face to me, to my girls, and to the United States of America. It's okay, it's okay. I don't mind. Looking back, perhaps I should have refused, but I had no way of knowing what was about to happen. While the test results for Aspen Matthews have come back negative for such substances as steroids, an analysis of her blood shows evidence of induced erythrocytemia, or autologous blood doping, an illegal form of performance enhancement. I'd heard the term before. Being an athlete, you hear about all kinds of things. With blood doping, you injected yourself with your own blood that had been previously drawn in order to boost your red blood cells. Supposedly, increase your endurance and oxygen capacity. I say supposedly because I never did it. Never even thought of doing it. That's just what I told them. But I couldn't explain the results, and since it was my word against scientific data, you can imagine which one the committee sided with. It is the decision of this committee that Aspen Matthews be disqualified from competing in this year's Olympic Games. She will also be ineligible to compete in either the 92 or 96 Games. Miss Matthews, you have disgraced your country in the very spirit of world competition. I know you are young, but that is no excuse. I hope you think long and hard about what has happened to you here today and use it to make better decisions down the road. And just like that, the Seoul Olympics were over, for me anyway. Coach Watkins had me on a plane back to the States by the end of the week. 6 months later. Needless to say, that marked the end of my competitive swimming days. Even if I hadn't been banned from the next two Olympics, I still would have quit. Maybe it was Samantha. Watching her stick to her guns made me think about what it was I really wanted. Maybe it was swimming in the ocean that night and feeling so completely free. Regardless, it marked the end of one life and the beginning of another. Knock, knock. Come in. Yo, Aspen. You gonna join us today or what? You bet. For so many years, I swam on the surface, thinking my future was out ahead of me, but now, I've decided to look deeper instead. Maybe that's where my future truly lies. End. Number 0. A lot of zeros here. Volume 3, Issue 0. J.T. Kroll still writing the story, Alec Garza on pencils, Sal Reglan inks, John Starr colors, and Josh Reed letters. Ours is an ancient existence, one masked in secrecy, from eyes too blind to see the truth. Our minds too limited to accept it. or minds too limited to accept it. Unlike the lesser creatures of this world, we can trace our origins back to the very beginnings when the water provided the spark for all life. We never got confused by our stories lost in our own heads trying to explain our existence in some other fashion. We never tried to separate ourselves from the ultimate truth, and so we have never forgotten our heritage or our place in the world, or our power. The water is the beginning, the origin of all life on this planet. We are the water, and the water is us. We are the black. While not as muddled as the surface dwellers, the blue have settled in shallower depths, not sure if their future rests above or below. In the aftermath of recent conflicts with the humans, new blood has taken on the helm of leadership. Perhaps he can guide his people through the challenges they will face in the age to come. Siphon. Cannon, how did you know where to find me? Shouldn't the captain of the Council Security Force always know the whereabouts of a High Counselor? Besides, everybody needs their friends, even the ones we've lost. Especially at times like these. Try as they might, the Blue simply cannot put such conflicts behind them. Figuring out what to do with a human prisoner is not an easy solution. Unless, of course, you are like the rest of the Council and consider execution easy. The humans may have brought a war to our capital city, but there is a difference between taking a life in battle and outright murder. Well, this might change the options you have to choose from. What do you mean? Is he sick? Dying? No, he's talking. What are you looking at? For both the Blue and the humans, wars can never truly be forgotten, for the reminders of such turbulent times are legion, be they physical or psychological. Naval Base San Diego. Reports coming in detail extensive damage to two naval submarines as well as the fleet's premier aircraft carrier, the U.S. Arizona. So far, the death toll stands at 72 in what the Pentagon is calling a tragic accident during an intense training exercise. But we are also getting information suggesting that this disaster is actually the result of a confrontation with China's naval forces in international waters. The president, who has been on the phone most of the morning with the families of the fallen naval personnel, has denied any such altercation with China. We now go to Amanda Walker at the White House for more on this breaking story. Well, you got it half right. It was a confrontation, but against something far more dangerous than China. We had one chance to blast the Blue out of the water, and we failed. I failed. The humans were the clear aggressors this last time around, but there have been those from below who have been lashed out, who have lashed out before. Blue, who have stood against the humans from the beginning. A hatred born of vengeance. Killian lost his parents to those above, taken from him right before his very eyes. He has sacrificed much in his struggle against the humans, none being greater than a life with his daughter. But now that he has been reunited with Kiani, Killian seeks to mete out more retribution, striking out at the humans with his daughter by his side. Erindiria, Mexico. And still, somewhere out there is a girl created by both the black and blue, yet raised among the humans. Aspen was the result of a fragile union between Roger, the leader of the black, and a woman of the blue. Circumstances took her from them and placed her in the care of a human named Matthews. She has since learned of her true lineage, but still struggles to determine her place. A so-called daughter of the three, Aspen has prophesied to alter the very balance of life in the world, both above and below. While she has shown herself to wield great power indeed, I fail to see how any one soul can possibly tip the scale. Especially considering the other forces at work. To be continued. We can do another. I mean, love these covers, right? Ooh, signed. Just ignore those fans. They're gonna do that. Volume 3, Issue 1 of 10. J.T. Kroll's story, Ali Garza pencils, Sal Regla inks, John Starr colors, Josh Reed letters. Antarctica. Rumble, rumble, rumble. Crack, crack, crack. Uh-oh. You want another one? Erindiria, Mexico. Or is it? Erindira, Mexico. There we go. No, I'm good. You sure? A third margarita is the perfect way to kick off a Sunday afternoon. Saturday afternoon. Chance, that was my third, and it's Tuesday. How long can we keep doing this? You mean, living a life of leisure together, just the two of us? I'll probably want to check out in about 40 years. I'm serious. Okay, maybe not 40 years, but with everything you've been through, Aspen, I'd say you more than deserve a vacation. But I don't want a vacation. I've accepted that I'm not like regular people. Hell, I'm not even really human, Chance. But I want my life back, and not the one where I'm caught in the middle of a war between the U.S. Navy and the Blue. Even though I'm one of them, I want to go back. Before the Blue, before the Black, before all this craziness happened. I want to go home, back to San Diego, and just live my life. Aspen, the last contact you had with the United States demolished an aircraft carrier and disabled two submarines. Long story short, I don't see a border crossing in our immediate future. Lucky for you, I am just as unpopular where the U.S. military is concerned. I think their official term would be traitor. So don't worry, we'll be outlaws together, like Butch and Sundance, Thelma and Louise. Chance, Tom and Jerry? Well, I guess if we are going to be sticking around longer, I'll take that third margarita. You mean fourth, right? Who's counting? Myria, capital city of the Blue. The Blue have dwelled in this world for thousands of years, and yet most of the planet does not even know we exist. Many have debated whether or not our isolated status has ensured our survival or sealed our doom. I've tried to avoid becoming entangled in the frenzy of it all, and in doing so, I've made my own mistakes. Sometimes I feel that I've spent my whole life abandoning those closest to me. Glacia, my father. Killian, my lover. Kiani, my child. I cannot change the past. I cannot undo the damage I've caused. But I can do everything in my power to keep you safe, little one. I'll not abandon you. I still find it hard to walk among the people. Is the power of being a High Chancellor already going to your head, Siphon? Not at all. I just can't help but feel responsible for them, for all of them. That's understandable. Because you are. Thanks, Cannon. That takes the pressure right off. It is a difficult position to hold. I wouldn't want it. But that weight you carry only ensures that you will do what is best for all of the Blue, and not just what's easiest for the Council itself. Anya, are you okay? I'm fine, but there's something important I must tell you, both of you. He is back. Who? Who is back? Killian. Elsewhere. Somehow I knew our paths would eventually cross, Kiani, and that we would be together again. And though I was not at your side during your formative years, I nevertheless see much of myself in you. I don't seek forgiveness for my absence, for leaving you in the care of others. I did what was necessary to survive in this world. I'm not here for you, Father. I'm here because of what I want. Revenge. I am proud to have you at my side, not as a child in need of protection or comfort. Their silence was deafening as I revealed my secret relationship with Killian and our daughter Kiani, whom we entrusted to Cass for protection due to Killian's exile. In battling for his blue son, Killian fought against the one named Aspen. In the end, she eradicated him, splitting apart his very being into a billion droplets. But Killian survived. Cannon has seen him since, although he did not realize it. Killian passed himself off as Aspen's long-lost brother Finn, in the hopes of once again manipulating her into fighting for his cause. Oh. And now, with his exhaustive search to reclaim his true form complete, Killian is whole again. I did say that right. Kiani, she's Killian's daughter. Is she with him now? Why are you telling us all of this, Anya? You obviously care for him, but you know that we must go after him. Because Killian's motives may be disastrous to our way of life, and I cannot let that happen. Not for me, but for the child I now carry. If Killian was Finn this whole time, then where is Aspen's brother? Is he still alive? I do not know. Perhaps we know someone who does. My name is Siphon, and I am the High Counselor here in Myria. I guess you could say I'm the president of our people. You call yourself Anderson, right? As far as you know. Despite the terrible destruction you and your team tried to carry out, I've made sure that you've been given excellent care. Save your charity. It's a strategy like any other. Act like a friend and try to appeal to my good nature for information to coordinate your counterattack. You're out of luck because my nature ain't good. Anderson, we have no plans for retaliation. The recent tragedy was enough for both sides. And I must assume that you would like to return to your people, just as much as we would like to see any of our people in captivity returned unharmed. Me wanting to get home and you making it happen are two completely different things. Besides, you're crazy if you think the Navy is going to give up little boy Blue for a grunt like me. Siphon didn't say anything about a boy. Somewhere in Colorado, has Admiral Maylander been officially discharged? No. After he completely botched his assault on these creatures, we considered it. He's on extended leave, indefinitely. I served with Maylander for 8 years. He's a good man who was in way over his head. The Navy yanked him out. The Navy yanked him out of retirement because they didn't know how else to deal with the situation. Should have gone to the boys at Roswell. That where you're from? Not exactly, Admiral McCarty, but I'm a sort of hybrid. I've been in Washington for the past few years, but I was a Navy brat back in the day. Is that right? They didn't say anything about you being one of us. Admiral Brown probably knows me more for my political accomplishments. What was your name again? Calloway. Chris Calloway. We're still trying to get up to speed ourselves. Apparently Maylander had dealings with these things for years before he even informed us about them. I thought you'd said I'd get a chance to see one up close. Whoa! Thoom! Yes, sir. Little fella has a mean streak in him, huh? Yeah, but we've been working on that. Lieutenant, give him a little taste of what we have to offer. Okay, and then that happens. Whoa! Thoom! And he said, yes, sir. The electrical charge disrupts the stability of their bodies. They can't stay in form. Remarkable. Hit him again. Pearl Harbor. Built in 1961 under Eisenhower's presidency, this memorial was created to honor the 1,177 brave individuals who gave their lives fighting against the Japanese on that tragic day of December 7th, 1941. Got a story for you guys. My grandfather was on Pearl Harbor during the bomb. You know, when they dropped the atomic bomb? He was there. And the radiation affected him. And he got cancer in his lymph nodes, which eventually killed him. But he and my grandmother actually met in the Navy. You know, so that's kind of an interesting story. It's a horrible part of history, but yeah. It's real. That's me. I'm a fucking army brat, kinda. As to the sinking slope of the structure itself, architect Alfred Price stated, wherein the structure sags in the center but stands strong and vigorous at the ends, expresses initial defeat and ultimate victory. The surprise attack on American soil proved to be a turning point in world history. Less than 24 hours later, President Roosevelt would officially declare war upon Japan and thus position the United States at the very center of World War II. Way before anime girls, guys. It's impossible to imagine what the scene must have been like that day for the young soldiers. To witness firsthand such a massive display of death and destruction perpetuated by this invasion. Like assassins, they came out of nowhere, emerging from beyond, seeking to lay waste to our entire way of life. It was truly a date that would live in infamy. Oh, man. Wow, there's a lot of stuff going on. Definitely. Easy, son. I got you. It's gonna be okay. Drip, 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 creak! Ha! Chance, what time is it? They found you. We gotta get out of here. Aspen, it's me. Cannon? What is it with you people? Why do you always gotta come sneaking around like ninjas? If you want to see us, just use a friggin' doorbell like a normal human being. Because I'm not a human being, Chance. And I didn't come to see you. I came to see Aspen. We need to talk. It's about Killian and your brother. My brother? South Atlantic Ocean. Wow. The water! The water! Translated from Portuguese. Ooh. Ah! Wow. Holy crap, look at them. To be continued. And that's where we'll stop. All right, guys, so I hope you guys enjoyed the first 74 pages of the third volume of Fathom, which I actually seem to like a lot. Like, things are starting to come together, and there's like a new threat approaching. I guess it's the Black this time, and Killian has returned. But he's starting to get old as a villain, because it feels like they've been fighting him a lot. You know, they fought him when it first started, and now they're about to fight him again. And, of course, his daughter is Keani, who plays a very important role later in the series. I'm not going to spoil anything, but some of you already know. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out for Grimm's Comics Corner with Fathom, and we will see ya next time for more Fathom.